Welcome to One Shared Brain Cell. We took.
Should I set this recording?
Yeah.
Hello.
You better fuck off. So, the last episode was uploaded in May.
Last year.
So we took a little time off. Life got busy. Leah is on her way.
She's on the way. Yeah, she's texted and said she's start without her and she'll be here any minute.
So to anyone who hasn't listened to this podcast before, I am Fiona from The Spare Room and I am joined by
Rich Newell from the Tarantula Family.
The Tarantula Family.
For example.
We are animal keepers. We keep or have kept a wide range of things in the past and present. Do we not?
I realised the other day that I had my first crested gecko about 10 years ago.
No way.
Yeah. Ah. Yeah, it's around then, definitely. Yeah.
So, for those of us...
So those of us that never met you.
Me and my personalities. So, for those of you who might be listening for the first time, we are animal keepers and... yeah, and this podcast is just a more realistic approach to...
A normal everyday approach.
Yeah.
None of the fancy shite.
And the biggest vibe we wanted to bring to our podcast was just that we are not people that are particularly conscious of what other people think of us. So we're quite honest with the opinions we give and the advice we give. You know, we're not ever going to be those people that are not going to swear or be like ultra conscious of everything they're saying.
So we are literally normal people.
Yeah.
Animal first all the way. And, you know, as long as the animals are all right, then that's fine.
Yeah.
People are okay, but animals are better.
Yes.
Yeah. So we just like, no pretenses, just normal people doing a podcast about animals.
Yeah, and for those of you that have listened to our podcast before, I do apologise for that boring little paragraph there.
People that have listened to our podcast before, I'd just like to apologise that we're back. I'm so sorry.
All up in your ear holes.
Feel free to comment or criticise.
Rich, not me.
Yeah, I'm obviously, because that's what my life's all about. osbpodcast@hotmail.co.uk.
Isn't it Outlook?
I'm fucking clue, mate.
Hang on.
osbpodcast@outlook.co.uk.
I don't know how this phone works. Oh, do you know what? We'll put it on the gram, shall we?
Yeah. Can I tell you what? Just email osbpodcast@outlook.co.uk.
Go to your
and if you get a reply, you've got the right email.
Go to your closest window and shout your message into the wind.
Shout out your message and then follow it with pass it on and it might get to us.
Yeah, so I think that the best place to start is just with a general life update. So what has happened with you in the last year?
Fuck all.
All right.
Like nothing. You? What have you been doing?
Oh, man. Oh, I have had a year. When we last posted our podcast, I was living in Cardiff with my husband and my family, and I am now back at home with my parents. So, obviously, a major life change for me, but in a lot more of a happier place now. I think everyone... that knows me has seen a massive change, and it's not anything that my ex-husband did. It just is what it is.
Yeah, he was a nice chap. Just sometimes it's like that, isn't it?
Yeah. So, got a promotion at work.
Well done.
That was amazing.
How do you get promotions on OnlyFans? Remind me.
I gave it to myself. Isn't it? Okay. I was going to say an internal promotion, but that sounds horrible. I got promotion at work.
Well done.
I'm now doing another like business consultancy job. And also now involved with the charity, so a lot going on. I don't know if this is interesting.
Nothing about you is interesting, but just persevere.
It's not about animals, is it? No, it's gonna fucking listen to my sob story.
It's hardly a sob story when you've said nothing but like happiness. It can't be a sob story if you're smiling and grinning about how life is when you're saying it.
Hey, I'm walking on sunshine now.
Yeah.
I'm walking on sunshine.
Oh, that's enough.
Do it. No, do it.
No. Never going to happen. So I think at some point we should talk about animals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to go first?
Nah.
No, go on, because you've got like...
I have... Well, I've made an addition to the family. I now have a very cute little dwarf hamster called Mrs. F. Snugglebum. Very friendly, just super lovely. And it's nice to have an extra dimension to animal keeping in terms of having an animal that takes an entirely different type of care. It's nice to expand knowledge and the type of animal you keep, because it's completely different to, well, I say that, I still very, very rarely see it. It comes out, eats its food. I get to say hello now and again, so it's very much like a four-legged tarantula.
Yeah.
But it is cute and it's very friendly. It loves a cuddle, as do I.
She is lush.
Yeah, she is. I have a puppy nephew who's 2 years old now, who is unbelievably adorable. Ronnie Doodle, as I'm sure you might have seen on some posts, he's just thoroughly amazing. I've reduced down to just Flo now, actually, because the amazing Bear, he stepped in to help when I was struggling to look after everyone, absolutely amazingly. House of a Thousand Inverts, Bear. Can't thank him enough for coming to the rescue when I was, you know, struggling to look after everyone. Knowing they went to a good, kind, caring home was as important as anything, but I couldn't part with Flo, so Flo is still very much the princess.
So yeah, you've had a big change.
I'd still quite like a loose orb weaver would be nice.
That would be really cool.
Yeah, I could see that. That would be really, really nice.
Yeah.
Who was it that had a loose orb weaver in the house?
Skarna, I'm sure, had one at some point. Scott Sinvert. Someone does.
There was a... Oh, what's his name? Oh, really nice chap. Welsh chap. I'm sure he had one. Can't think of his name. Oh, what is his name? He used to do videos for the Spider Shop.
Oh, him!
Yeah, I'm sure he had a free... Didn't he have a free roaming?
I don't know.
I want to say Gareth. Is his name Gareth?
Maybe.
I don't know. I was so sorry if he does ever hear this. But again, this is all about the animals.
We've been out of the game a bit.
Yeah, we have. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. But yeah, that would be quite amazing, I think, having a free roaming orb weaver.
Mm.
Not going to happen, though.
Could. Why not?
Why not, yeah. Other than that, just very, very normal pettage. What about you? Any new additions?
No.
None at all?
Oh, no, that's a lie.
Yeah, it is a lie, isn't it? I was going to say that's a lie.
It is a lie. Right, so because of my changes to circumstances, I actually only now have 3 tarantulas. I have 1 snake and 2 lizards. So obviously when I moved in with my parents, I couldn't take all my animals with me. I also couldn't take things like an escal, a HMAC into someone else's home when they're not super comfortable with tarantulas. So now I have Baby, my blind Nandutra puppy. I have Morgan, my little juvenile G Pulchra. And I have actually become the adoptive mother of a tea vegans called Ruby. Now, Ruby has an interesting life story. I actually bought Ruby off Creatures from the North as a sexed female. I then gave that tarantula to my friend Debs, and he matured into a mature male on his next molt. Debs really new to tarantula keeping at the time when he matured, and just wasn't really sure how to manage him, because it just felt quite intimidating that he wasn't eating. And even though that's really normal, and actually her care of him was just fantastic, it just made her a little uncomfortable. So he's come to retire and die with me. We've got a family friend whose daughter is going to be a vet, and she wanted to see my animals, and my T-Vegans bolted out of the enclosure. My dad, big army man, like, has no fears, like just, you know, stereotypical army man. I've never seen him move so fast in all my life. He jumped so far. He's like, it's got out. And I was like, can you stop shouting? Because the vibrations are going to upset the... And I just scooped him back into his enclosure and he was fine. but that was funny. So I've got those three tarantulas. I've got Honey still, my little leopard gecko. I've got Tofu, who is my albino hognose, the first snake I ever kept.
Have you still got your leopard gecko and albino hognose?
No, actually. Oh. They're both gone.
What, Honey and Tofu have gone?
What the fuck is a tofu?
It's like a sort of bean curd soy.
No, it's not.
It fucking is.
Tofu.
So I think we can all agree it's tofu.
Not a single time I've ever heard that word in my life.
Well, that's, you've heard it twice today.
No, never before.
I can't be trusted.
Okay. And then now I have a beautiful bearded dragon called Rowan. Her story. One of my friends tagged me in a post about a couple who were looking to rehome their bearded dragon. And at this point, Mara passed away end of June last year. And this is about, I want to say, like, March time. So I felt like I was ready. I'd kind of, like, healed from that, because that was pretty, like, horrible death, and hated that so much. And I contacted the guy and I said, asked about the dragon, like, the health, the history, what diet she's on, you know, just, like, good idea of the animal. And instead of responding to any of my questions, he just said, she's 250 pounds. A lady saw my message on his original post and messaged me and said, hey, saw your message. If you haven't adopted that dragon, my son has one that we're looking to rehome. And I was like, great. Sent her the same list of questions and she was really forthcoming. Diet was good to an extent. We'll come back to that. Diet was good. Housing was good. You know, she was well socialized, well exercised. Shortly after I picked up a male bearded dragon called Buddy, who actually turned out to be a female bearded dragon, who I renamed Rowan. And when she came to me, she was super overweight. She did used to get like a lot of exercise, but when her son kind of got bored with the reptile, as often happens, she was getting a full packet of bugs every single day, when she should be having them maybe like bugs two or three times a week at that stage in her life. So there was a lot of work to be done. And she's just started brumating now, actually. So, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. No, so Rowan's come. She's really, really lively. She's got a bit more attitude than Mara had. She's a bit less friendly and a bit more... just a bit more
funky.
She's got a bit more fire in her. She's I think that she's a red hypotrans, so she's super red.
That sounds like there's lots of change going on, but in both areas there. We'll catch up with any changes Leah's made when she arrives.
I usually don't like change. No. I like everything to stay the same. I like routine. The past 9 months have been the start of the year was very difficult for me, but has been significantly easier since around about May time.
That sounds nice. Why not?
But the thing is, I'm currently looking for my own place at the moment, and when I've got my own place, I would really like to.
I think we have discussed fantasy additions to Familyage, haven't we? And there are new members that you'd like to add, aren't there?
Yeah, I've got the itch at the moment for... I don't keep any arboreal tarantulas at the moment, and I really miss them. I miss old world arboreals. They are just breathtaking to look at.
Mm,
You know, when you think about like Pokies and Escal, Hetchesco demaclata have always been like top three tarantula for me, and they're just so striking.
Pubitalicas are amazing.
Oh my god, yeah.
They are absolutely, utterly gorgeous, yeah. And just fun, aren't they? They're just like, I love them because they've got that element of excitement when you take the lid off. You're like, how's this going to go?
Then, like, if it's something like a P. Metallica, that, like, where they're quite shy and you see them out and you're like, oh my God, it's like a local celeb.
Yeah. Yes. They're out just long enough for you to get your camera out and then they're gone.
Yeah, I miss Pokies. I really, really miss them. And just the spice, I think. I think what I'm missing is the... Obviously, I love my animals to death, but I don't find them very exciting at the moment.
Mm.
But I think that's normal. When you settle into a routine with your animals, they don't make your heart race, you know?
Mm. Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, you've got the thrill of unboxing and the thrill of setting up a new enclosure and the thrill of adding them to the family. But then once you know they're taken care of and there's no problems with them, it's very normal, isn't it? It's very unexciting, which is the way it should be.
Yeah.
It's exciting to see them, but animal care should almost be boring, because if it's boring, then they're well looked after, happy, and, you know, they aren't causing a problem, so there's nothing exciting.
So, I mean, it's like one of those things, isn't it? Like, I come home to my cat, Moon, who is the love of my life, and I love seeing him, and I'm so happy when he's a bit... he's not exciting, you know? Whereas, like, you'd open the enclosure to, like, a Pokey, and you'd be like, oh.
This is exciting. Yeah, there's something about an animal that can actually return love that just is amazing.
Mm.
Yeah, Ronnie Doodle, my nephew, he is so loving and so bright and so emotional that it's just, he's just fills your heart up in a way that, you know, you have a massive amount of love for all your little animals, but ones that can actually fill it up a bit more by returning that love, it's quite amazing, I think. I feel like
me and Moon have really bonded since, obviously, he's just with me now.
It's just dawned on me.
Single mother.
Do you know what just dawned on me is, you used to have a invert room called the spare room, and now you live in someone else's spare room.
Fuck.
So, yeah, fitting all round.
Single mum living with parents.
No, you're looking good for it. You look like you've de-aged 20 years.
Thank you. Yeah. That's nice. And don't say nice things to me. That's fucking weird.
Yeah, I know. I think, you know, compliments never come out right.
No, they do. I just don't like them from you.
I tell you what might also be nice as well is if have you seen what new accounts and what new keepers and things have you discovered since we last podcasted? Have you anyone you've discovered that's nice and new that you added to your like list and you check in on? And
so towards the end of last year, I sort of stepped back from Instagram because it was just taking up a lot of my time, and I found that I actually wasn't enjoying my animals. I was looking at them and thinking, like, how can I get the best angle picture? How can I do this, that, and the other? And it just wasn't enjoyable for me. So I stepped back from it, which meant that I actually stepped back from a lot of the content I saw. But what it did allow me to do was, like, actually deepen the connections that I have with keepers that know me personally.
Well, that's fair enough. Yeah, that's nice.
For example, there's like Alicia's Arthropods. We've talked way more. Hazel's Weird Pets. It's Weird Pets, isn't it?
No, Weird Hazel's Pets.
Weird. It's not Weird.
It is definitely Weird.
It's not Weird Hazel.
Oh, no, it is. Yeah, she is weird and she's got some amazing pets. So
it's Hazel's Weird Pets.
No, it's Weird Hazel's Pets.
It's not. I'm looking at it.
She's weird and she's got amazing pets.
Right, but that's not her username.
Well, I didn't say it was her username, but that's just how I
think
of it.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the microphone. Hazel's Weird Pets. We've been talking a little bit more, like, not
Hazel's Weird Pets is amazing. We don't have to have her on. On the guest,
I regret talking to you. Every
no one else here. she's on the list of past we have to have on fantasy guests.
Yeah.
Mm. Her content's amazing. She gets the cuteness out of her animals that, like, no one else can.
It's insane.
Yeah. I've tried to Alicia's arthropods a bit, but mostly just to annoy her with stupid jokes.
Yeah, honestly, me and Alicia just send each other memes. Algae, pythons, a Captain Contacts.
He's quite cool. His posts are always really nice.
Yeah.
Phoebe's Tarantulas is really nice as well. Over the last year and a half or so, I've, you know, checked out a lot more of her content and exchanged some hellos and messed about a bit, and she's really nice. Her animal care is fantastic as well. Yeah, there are some nice keepers, and it's I think it's only once you stop, it's only once you stop being sort of, like, I know you stepped away from Instagram, so you didn't really see much going on, but I sort of stepped away from posting. And I'd sort of noticed a lot more because I wasn't so obsessed with my own content. It was like...
That's nice.
Yeah, I noticed a lot more, and I found a lot more nice keepers because I was just sort of looking more than worrying, like you say, worrying about how I posted today. And
yeah.
I think once you get off that cycle, you can sort of enjoy Instagram for boring you, am I? Fucking yawn, my fucking unbelievable.
I have been up since 5:30 this morning.
Oh, is that when your Singapore viewers are on and people from Asia?
Oh, how I wish it was something so entertaining.
So do I. Yeah, so it's nice. It's nice. Yeah, Hazel's pets.
Hazel's weird pets.
It is fantastic. Yeah, Phoebe's Tarantulas is fantastic. Trashy Tarantulas is great. Bugs and Books, who's long-time friend of the show, is... Yeah, it seems to be doing, and she's got so much more into tarantulas and things now. And
love that.
Yeah, that's. I like to think they had something to do with that. I think they take a bit of credit for her tarantula.
Do it. I know for sure the Fellowship of the Noodles, like, they got into tarantulas because of me, but I got into snakes because of them. So it's like a two-way thing.
A bit give and take. Tarantulas have got more legs than snakes. Well, did you see that thing recently where they've discovered that some snakes have actually got remnants of leg bones?
No way.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure I read that.
It's evolution.
Yeah, it is, yes. It's evolution in action. Send snake pics. She's quite cool. She's got some interesting content. She just seems like a really... She'd be nice to have on as well. Josh Neal 11. Oh, God, the Australian dude that, with his family that rescue animals and things. So they're raising a wombat and a baby kangaroo called Rocco and Violet, and they've got all this whole host, and they're such, he seems like such a nice family, that they're so addictive because everything on their channel is amazingly cute and wholesome.
Love that.
Yeah, so yes, it's nice that there are some very nice keepers, and we do hope to have them on as guests because you and I are terminally boring.
Yeah, I feel like I'm being very boring right now.
I feel like I'm actually like, I feel like I've got no right to be on a podcast about animals when I've got one tarantula, one hamster, and a dog that isn't even mine.
Yeah, but we're going to take the podcast in a different direction, aren't we?
Yes, we are all about other people now.
Yeah. It makes us sound like we're a couple. We've recently decided to go poly.
Parrots? We started to keep parrots.
Poly?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh. You're so annoying sometimes.
I know. It's all I've got in life.
Sometimes you say things and I'm like, has he misheard me? No, he's just being a dick.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, so obviously we're keeping less animals, but we still have very intense interest in the animals that we have kept. And hopefully one day I can go back into breeding and keeping Maltese again. But we really want to open this podcast up to the community. So, like, it was really incredible, actually, when we said we were, like, coming back. Quite a few people messaged us and were really happy to hear that we were recording again, which was just amazing in and of itself. But we also had, like, quite a few offers from people in the community that were like, you know, if you need a guest, I'll come on. And I was like, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. We massively appreciate that because you always feel like it's like a weird thing to ask someone if they'll come on, because you don't want to put them in a position of where they go no. And it's, so if someone comes along and says, oh, do you know what, I'd love to be on your podcast, we'll have to get Phil back on. Both Phils. Yeah.
Yeah, so that was really nice, and that's sort of where we're going with it. We're still going to do the odd episodes, you know, what do we do? Why tarantulas are wankers?
Yeah.
Why tarantulas are great if you don't have a pot to piss in?
Why tarantulas are great when you've got terrible mental health?
Is your tarantula Kim K or Kim Jong-un?
Yes, what's your vibe or something like that?
Discussing the important things.
So
we'll do basically is we'll discuss the important adult topics, and then we'll just get our guests on to just talk about something else.
We'll handle the inanity and the boredom, and our guests can provide the scintillating personality and the knowledge. So hope, we can't wait to make some new friends and catch up with some old friends. That's going to be great fun. I still find tarantulas fascinating. I still look for tarantula documentaries, and my YouTube feed is still full of tarantula videos, and I think it's just this, they are just such a, they're with you forever. I think you don't, you know, You might find yourself in circumstances where you have to reduce your little family, but it doesn't reduce your interest or your passion. You've just got to,
What I found quite exciting is, and when I say I stepped away from Instagram, I did sort of also step away from the community a bit, just have a breather, really, is that when I've sort of come back and immersed myself in that love of tarantulas again, is that a lot of them have been reclassified and things like that, and they've got like brand new names, and I'm just like, this is so cool.
It's quite cool, but also not fair.
Yeah, like I remember the Hylobrachus species Electric Blue.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
So someone messaged me the other day because they'd been given an Old World, and they were told that it was a Hylobrachus, or as you say, Kilobrachus.
Kilobrachus, yeah.
But they weren't sure which one. And they said, is it a Discalus? Or Discalus, yeah? Because they have blue legs. And this thing was it's a sling. So it was kind of hard to tell whether the legs were blue or whether it was the chelicerae. And anyway, we're going back and forward, and it was a Kilobrachus discalus in the end. But I looked up the Electric Blue to see how much blue is on there, and it's the. Oh, I'm not going to go on about it. Anyway,
no, you are. I'm
fucking.
No,
you count yourself. You can't catch yourself speaking absolute bollocks.
That's all I ever catch myself speaking.
Yeah,
true. Very rarely make any sense.
Anyway, the Electric Blue had more blue. That anyway. So yeah. So I was looking it up, and it's now the Kilobrachus nantanicharum. Anyway, it's been
reclassified.
Well, it wasn't. It
hadn't been described.
Yeah, because it was a species. Well, yeah. Species dot. You fool.
Gaslighting. So that's the purple earth tiger you're on about.
Electric blue earth tiger.
What?
Purple Earth Tiger is completely different.
This is the problem with common names.
Purple Earth Tiger is...
We should do an episode about common names. Common names should get in the bin.
Kiriopagobus, or as you said, Kiriopagobus.
Hattie Hattie.
Hattie Hattie.
Yeah.
Which is one of my favourite tarantulas. I just think they're beautiful.
My friend Nan's got one of those.
Has she?
Yeah.
She's
got a Hattie, yeah.
What?
Got a daughter called Hattie.
Right, so she doesn't have one of these,
does
she?
No, but it's a Hattie Hattie, so she's got one of those.
You're so fucking jarring.
I know. Honestly, it's all I've got. I don't have much. Don't take it away from
me. Please. I'd love a Hattie Hattie. I did have a Hattie Hattie. Actually, my mature male went off to Bear for a breeding project.
Bear really is a backbone of this.
Truly.
Hobby, yeah.
He's the boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, right. Welcome to question section.
Oh, hiya.
You weren't aware of this section.
No, I wasn't aware that it was happening, no.
Neither was I, but it's developed in my brain over a course of
it's
seconds.
It's just happened.
Yeah. So, obviously you've got Flo, who is a G-Pulchra, and she is, like, thriving, living life, right? Mm. So we're not going to talk about G-Pulchras. Who in your... how long did you keep tarantula? How long have you been keeping tarantulas? What,
three, four years?
Okay. So, not Flo, what has been your favourite tarantula to keep? and why?
Interesting question. I think it's probably every time I got a tarantula or a species that has a more involved care, or maybe in my first old world where I was thinking, am I ready for an OBT? Or, you know, I think it's every time I've had a new species that's taken some new knowledge and taken some new skills.
I love that, yeah.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Yeah, I think your first fossorial as well, getting used to literally never seeing it.
Literally never.
Yeah, never. And then it's just, you've got to try and hope. You've got to try and sort of hope that the food that's disappeared has been eaten and not just
died.
Yeah, yeah. Not just gone down a hole and died.
What was that? What is it? Haploclastus? Haplocosmia himalayana. Gorgeous old world.
Nice.
Far too beautiful to be a fossorial.
Yeah.
But yeah, I remember my friend gave me one of these and
I think the thing about them as well, that's a beautiful tarantula. I think I had Potty, the Nesco Variki. And you can't watch them grow. Because it's not like having a Jupulchra or Brachypelma or anything where you're like, you see it so regularly, like with every molt, you're like, he's going to molt. And then you experience that joy of watching them grow. Like, you have a fossorial and then, you know, you like you put the sling in and then...
You just hope it doesn't die.
Yeah, 6 months later, it's like, wow, that's grown a bit.
You may occasionally get, like, a molt at the surface,
if you're lucky, yeah. Yeah, so you don't get to sort of... But again, that's its own joy, isn't it? It's like a sort of secret tarantula keeping, you know.
I used to love... I had an Ephebopus murinus. I used to just get, like, legs at the... It used to take its food at the entrance to its burrow, but you'd just get, like, lightning legs, and then I'd never see it again. Anyway, yeah, that's what I was going to say.
I think we're going to go forward. And we think we'll get our guest... I don't know about you, I've just mentioned this now. You know, like, we used to talk about bad keeping and someone great.
Mm-hmm.
I think it might be really nice if we get our guests to do that in the future.
Slag someone off.
Yeah. You really need to see this shit, which is something brilliant.
Yeah.
And you really need to stop that shit, which is something terrible. And we'll just get our guests to do it, so we'd have to get them to do the work. We'll just provide the glamour.
God. We'll do... When? When have we ever...
but you know this is like... This isn't a visual medium, so we can just paint ourselves gorgeous.
Well, thank God.
Yeah. I'm just telling everyone I'm handsome, that's it. I tell everyone I'm handsome, never post a pic, and they'll believe it.
I unfortunately have put my face online so people know that I'm visually challenged. But it's fine, because I'm a nice person and nice things famously always happen to nice people.
I saw your face in a box of fireworks once to scare kids off.
She put me on the back of fag packets. This won't happen to you if you smoke, but... Fuck me.
just be careful out there is what it's
saying. she's out there.
Just take it steady.
Do you want to know a fun fact?
Always.
It's not even like remotely related, but you know how I'm visually challenged?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, you do. Don't be annoying.
Visually challenged?
Yeah, like people look at me and they think, Jesus Christ.
I thought you meant you were going blind.
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Okay, so what we can say is we're both massively exciting and massively good looking.
Yeah, like...
Let's just say that.
Like, that's why I've, like, left the community because the pressure was just too much. It was so hard being the prettiest keeper in the UK.
Is it true that once you were posting a selfie and you were looking through the filters and you got to one that said, don't take the piss, love?
This ain't you, babes.
Yes, it ain't for you. Yeah.
I was dying the other day because I took a picture and all I wanted was a black and white filter. I didn't want anything else, right? And I went on Facetune because...
Went on what?
Facetune.
I've never heard of that. What is
oh
that?
My God, I promise you, even if they won't admit it, most girls will have it on their phone, which is sad.
Yeah, terribly sad. Yeah.
But it's basically a photo editing app. But it's they've recently put a lot of AI into it. So like, I was playing around with it, just like genuinely just to play around with it, and there was like, it can like auto retouch your face, which means that the AI chooses what it doesn't like about your face and fixes it for you.
Wow.
Which I find absolutely insane.
Yeah.
And the worst, most annoying thing is when it auto retouched me, I thought, my God, I actually look quite nice. That picture looks nice. And then there's a button where you can do before and after, and I was like, fuck me, I'm ugly.
The world is going wrong.
Yeah, it is.
The world is going scarily wrong.
But, so took that off because I didn't actually want to change my face. Just wanted this filter. And I went into this section, and there's like, you can change the lighting. And there was a black and white filter, so I clicked on that. And you can like change the intensity of this filter, and it basically like just morphs you into like almost like a humanoid version of yourself. But you can imagine that some people see that and like their skin is so smooth it looks like...
It's like porcelain or something.
Yeah, and it's just, oh, I didn't like it.
Do you remember the days when people were happy with how they looked and everyone else was happy with how they looked?
Insane, right?
Yeah, it is weird.
Yeah, and I'll be honest, like in the last few months I've been, like my confidence has come up a little bit. I'm feeling better about myself, which is why I don't change my features anymore. Like I might put a filter on a picture, definitely, but I don't actually go about like retouching myself anymore. But it's just really sad.
You don't need to anymore, do you?
yeah, no, but it just makes me really sad. Like I was brought up. We're not even talking about animals anymore. Like,
you know, I was just
wild.
Thinking that. I was thinking, it popped into my head, as this is why we're going to need a guest every episode.
Yeah.
Because we are so, like,
able to stay on track.
We talk passionately about animals for, like, 5 minutes, and then it's like, your makeup and, like, filters. Not that you're from Bristol or anything.
God, fuck no. Can't imagine anything worse.
Unbelievable. me and Bear are the Bristol Solid. Racist.
I could never be English. It's just not in my blood.
Do you know what else is not in your blood? Being nice. You xenophobe.
Yeah, but you could never... Like, could you imagine yourself being Welsh?
I'm well on the way to being Welsh.
No, you're not.
My mum's Welsh. My gran's Welsh. My mum's whole family from North
you're
Wales.
You're half Welsh then?
Yeah, pretty much.
Right, well, I'm Welsh. We're doing it again.
Yeah, I know. Right, so we're going to need a guest. Anybody available in the next 10 minutes?
Christ. This is... Maybe Leah was like the binding thing in the... Maybe when she used to tell you to shut up and me to shut up, it was actually... She was actually keeping us like...
Where is she, by the way?
I don't know. Shall I find out?
Yeah. She said she'd be here by now.
She's 5 minutes away.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, so basically then, that's where we are. We have less pets. We still have a passion for pets. We now have a newly discovered... No, we're not so self-obsessed. We have a newly discovered passion for other keepers.
Yeah.
Which is, a growing experience. So we're looking forward to, making some new friends, getting some new friends on, catching up with old friends. And I do hope we're really interested to catch up with is Hannes. Because you know he's made about 1,400 scientific discoveries.
I've seen a lot of stuff he's been doing.
Is Alicia Arthropod dating someone?
She's engaged.
She to whom?
Her fiancé.
Is he in the community?
I don't think so.
I always thought that he and Eight-Legged Emporium. I always thought they were an item. Oh, Charlie, he's a nice-looking chap. Lovely bloke. What's wrong with him? Why are you trying to slate him off?
Yeah, it's not my type though. I'm a girl. I like a beard.
Wow.
I like a beard.
He's got a big beard.
Has he?
Yeah.
No, he hasn't.
He has.
He fucking doesn't.
He has got a ginger beard.
Is he like a ginger beard?
He has got a ginger beard. He's a handsome looking chap.
He doesn't have a beard.
And he's a biker.
You're insane. I'll show you a beard.
Is it Uncle Albert from Only Fools?
That's a beard.
Is that Paul Davids, the guitarist?
Oh, that's funny.
So thank you very much for joining us. We hope you join us again soon. And please God, somebody come on and save the podcast.
Please, for the love of God.
For the love of podcasts. We basically just, you know, we are enthusiastic but useless. So please come on and...
Oh my God, that is my whole vibe.
Yeah.
Enthusiastic but useless.
Mm. Hey, here's Leah.
Hello. Hi.
Speak to you again soon, and thank you for listening. Anything you'd like to add to Fiona before? She's gone. She's got nothing left.